are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Friday, February 15th. And today we're going to do some imaginary Pistons All-Star Weekend. This is your boy Matt Shook, by the way, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA and the NHL for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, the Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for the listen. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Moonlighting as the Detroit Red Wings reporter for the Detroit News over these last couple days, was at the game tonight. Checking out the Red Wings beating the Ottawa Senators 3-2 in a game that I know you guys were all glued into as well. I don't tell the folks that when I'm covering the Red Wings games, don't tell them that I don't really know how to skate. That's sacrilegious for someone who grew up in Michigan and is my age. But love the hockey, loved the Scotty Bowman days, still pay attention, love the prospects, love all that good stuff with hockey. So do read the Detroit News coverage that I'm putting out over these next couple days, and enjoy that as well. Like to think of myself as a Renaissance man. I can write about anything that you put in front of me. Detroit News, keep trying me, and find me something that I can't write about, and we'll prove you wrong time and time again. But Blake Griffin and All-Star Weekend, we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to detail what's up with All-Star Weekend in general, who's competing and who I'm picking. And also at the end of the show, we're going to have some fun. Who are the all-time Pistons dunk contest guys? If that were a thing, if we put everyone in their prime out there, who would win that dunk contest? The three-point shootout as well, the skills challenge. Who would win all those competitions? Maybe who would be the all-time All-Stars as well? Just different ways to interpret those questions. Got some listener feedback to throw in there as well. But give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore after that, and also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattShook. Just give us a like there. Really appreciate you guys doing that. But we're officially now into the NBA All-Star break. All the teams that played on Thursday night are donezo there. So Pistons at 26-30. And what was relevant to the Pistons playoff chase from the Thursday night games was that the Orlando Magic thumped the Charlotte Hornets, who were visiting on Thursday night. So that's five straight wins for the Orlando Magic. Pistons now tied with the Miami Heat at the break for the eighth spot, and just one half of a game behind the Charlotte Hornets for the seventh spot, and one half of a game ahead of the Orlando Magic, who are, I guess, in the 10th spot by themselves behind the eighth place tie of Detroit and Miami. So certainly the Orlando Magic surging is a bad sign for the Pistons, as that's a team that we need to throw on the radar too as well. Pistons, as we know, are off from regular games until a week from today, February 22nd, when they'll be at Atlanta, followed up by a game in Miami against the Heat. So a couple of big ones there. Obviously a game you want to take care of business with against the Hawks. And then, again, the new biggest game of the season. We sometimes have the biggest game of the season, and we'll have another one coming up next weekend there. But Sunday, as we know, exhibition-wise, Blake Griffin is in the All-Star game. He's playing on Team Giannis. 8 o'clock start in Charlotte. Blake is a five-time All-Star, so this is his sixth selection to the All-Star game. But he's actually only played in four All-Star games, with the last time that he played in the All-Star game in 2014, which is now 5 years ago. In 2015, 4 years ago, Blake was selected to the game but did not play because of a staph infection in his elbow. So 2014, the last time Blake played, the East beat Blake and the West. As we know, he was on the Clippers. And Kyrie Irving got the MVP then with the Cleveland Cavaliers, scoring 31 points. Now that game, even though it was a losing effort, Blake Griffin and Kevin Durant actually tied for game-high honors with 38 points apiece, 7 points more than Kyrie Irving got as MVP. Blake that night was 19 of 23 from the field, fought through all that tough All-Star game defense to go 19 of 23 from the field, scoring 38 points. Now, I don't remember this. I'm not a huge All-Star game guy, not a huge historian there. I watch a little. I zone out sometimes, just like you guys do. But that was his last time playing in a game. That was in New Orleans, by the way. He made it in that was his fourth season, and that was the fourth game that he played in. Made it all four of those first years, including as a rookie, when he scored 8 points, had 5 rebounds and 5 assists in that game. Then that was his only time that he had played in the game and was not a starter. So his next three seasons, second, third, and fourth season, he was an all-star starter as a member of the Clippers, which makes sense because, you know, he's a high flyer back then, did the Kia commercials, was kind of a more of an icon around the NBA and with the young people than he is maybe now, a big fan favorite playing in a big market and all that good stuff, got the fan vote mixed in, became a starter for three straight years. But so when he did get the start, in 2012, he had 22 points and 8 rebounds. In 2013, 19 points and 3 rebounds, and then the 38-point dropping that he put on the East then as well. And we know, obviously, numbers get a little bit inflated in the All-Star games. We're talking about games that end at 160 to 155. So everyone's point totals are up quite a bit, but not really for Blake. Interesting stat. I passed this along just now on Twitter. I'm up. It's past 2 in the morning now on Friday morning. Good times here as we tape the podcast late for you guys. But in his career, Blake is averaging 21.8 points per game in All-Star games, 5.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists in those four games. Now, interestingly enough, he has played 583 regular season games through Wednesday's night in Boston, and he is averaging 21.92 points per game, going to the second decimal here for a reason. And in the four career All-Star games, he's played in 21.75. So, like, less than 0.2, less than 0.2 of a point less is his All-Star game average than his regular season career average. Now, extrapolating that to the playoffs, he's played 51 playoff games and 21.04 points per game in the playoffs. So, given his huge sample size of regular season games, his tiny, minuscule sample size of All-Star games, and then his kind of like, I guess not tiny, but not big, kind of a regular small sample size of 51 playoff games, he's right at 21 points per game, 21 points something points per game in all of three of those phases. So that's some consistency right there. So 21.92, 21.75, 21.04. So rounding that's 21.9, 21.8, and 21.0. So I thought that was pretty amazing. That's my late night, why am I up still doing this, stat of the week for you guys there. Blake also only 1 of 4 from three-point range in his career in All-Star games. And here I am going through box score games of All-Star games. I don't know. Maybe I got to find something else to do with my life. But I could see Blake, I don't know, kind of chilling and tossing up threes, as that's his thing kind of sometimes, especially lately in regular season games. So why not do that in the All-Star game? If the over-under, I'm just going to come up with this on the top of my head, over-under for Blake's three-point attempts in All-Star game, let's say it's 10.5, and that's really high. But I'm going to go over that. I think he's just going to throw up a lot of threes. Look out for that. But found some odds online, three different sites of MVP odds. First one I've got here, and I didn't source these. You know, you can find them. They're crap sites from who knows where. But I didn't find it on MyBookie, which we know is our preferred site here at the Locked On Podcast Network. But couldn't find them there. Plus 4,000 on the money line for Blake Griffin to win MVP. So that means 40-1. 15th out of 26 in terms of highest odds, best odds, I guess you could say, with the best odds being the guy who's 3-1 at the top or whatever. So right in the middle. And then another site that I saw, he was 3,300 to 1 on the money line, or I'm sorry, plus 3,300 on the money line and 33-1 for the odds. So 15th out of 26 on that again. So again, 15th out of 26 in both of these things that I've found. And it sounds good to me. And interestingly to me, he was way ahead of Dirk Nowitzki and just below Dwayne Wade on these lists. Not Dwayne Wayne from the show that escapes my mind right now. But I would say that I would throw some money on Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade because, they kind of added them in as legacy players in their last year. And I could see them garnering a little bit of sympathy MVP, of course. So you throw Dirk, dropping a bunch of threes, or maybe Dwayne Wade getting some crunch time minutes and scoring the game-winning basket or something like that. So if you're looking for a long shot MVP, you heard it here first, throw some dough on them. But my MVP pick, to be boring, is actually Giannis himself. You can't stop him in regular games, let alone when no one's trying defensively. And everyone tripped over themselves, again, old man rant coming, to compliment the NBA about changing the format last year. Players are going to play harder if they pick sides and do a street ball draft, Team LeBron versus Team Giannis, who are you going to pick? But again, I'm the oldest man alive. I don't like this format. I'm an East versus West guy. Just want to get that on the record. But I would have just kept it as it was, throw some money for charity into it or something, get the competitive juices flowing, but keep it how it was format-wise. Have Adam Silver talk to the top, you know, two or three guys together in each conference and say, hey, clean this up, play a little defense, put some charity money into it, and they would do it. I think they'd play a little harder without this weird wrinkle. I didn't watch the draft. I don't care. And I know all-star games are not for me. I'm too old for this stuff. I get that. But I did enjoy, just like you guys, I did enjoy the 2006 All-Star Game. I was in Port Huron watching that. Chauncey, Rip, Sheed, Ben all made it in the East, kind of dragged the East back into that game that they were down, and they ended up winning by 2 points there. So that was a fun one for all of us Pistons fans to watch. Those were the days, weren't they? We do a lot of those were the days here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, as you can imagine with the state of this team and this league right now. But you're never going to replicate that with this draft, right? If you threw the Hawks had those four guys, I think, 1 year with Korver and Jeff Teague and Horford and maybe Joe Johnson. I might have mixed up the four and eras there a little bit. But Chauncey, Rip, Sheed, and Ben, yeah, maybe you divide some of them up on Team Giannis and Team LeBron, and nothing really special comes out of that. But I know Team LeBron is really good. He had the great draft, but again, who cares? I heard some people saying things the last couple of days like, you know, can Team Giannis even compete in this game? But I don't buy that. They're all good players. Some guys will get hot. Nobody's afraid of any of these guys in this game. So, again, for me, if you're looking for betting information, I'm taking Team Giannis. I'm taking the 5.5 or 6 points that you can grab, or taking them with the money line too, if I was insane enough to ever bet on this, which I never would, and you guys should not. Bet on something that's more reasonable than this. But up next, we're going to talk about All-Star Saturday. I prefer that anyways. The players probably do too, because it's Saturday. They can go out afterwards. Touch and go, if I'll watch it, I'll probably check in on it while I'm at some bar or something like that. But I've had fun with it over the years as a teenager, watching Vince Carter, all that good stuff. I'm a big All-Star fan in general, just not the game, if that makes any sense. But love the Magic Johnson spectacle when he came back. There's been some fun moments. There's the Kobe Shaq stuff, just some good stuff over the years. But when you get in your car, speaking of good stuff, you can tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On Pistons. We're trying to grow the podcast through your mobile means, and one of those is getting through to your car or whatever you drive, and telling your smart speaker, your smart device, and your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On Pistons. Also, have an important favor to ask of you guys. We'd like your help. We've put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you and make your favorite Locked On podcasts even better, if that's possible. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like and tell us which Locked On Pistons hosts that you don't like. Oh, wait, no, I mean, which Locked On Pistons hosts you do like and what you don't like. It should take about 15 minutes to complete. By participating, you can enter the chance to win $250 Vivid Seats gift card. So you can go to any sporting event, concert, whatever you want to go to with that $250 Vivid Seats gift card. Just visit LockedOnPodcast.com/survey to participate. That is LockedOnPodcast.com/survey, and we appreciate your feedback.
Yes, sir!
All right, a little bit later on, we're going to have some fun with the Pistons Dream Scenario All-Star Weekend. Got some feedback from that. Also have some thoughts as well. But man, do you remember when All-Star Saturday last year, Spencer Dinwiddie wins the Skills Challenge? We know his history with the Pistons. Devin Booker wins the three-point shootout. We know his lack of experience with the Pistons. And also Donovan Mitchell wins the dunk contest. Just the best, of course, right? Because the Pistons drafted Spencer Dinwiddie in the second round, gave up on him too early. Everyone wanted, or not everyone. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. But in retrospect, everyone obviously now would prefer Devin Booker over Stanley Johnson in that draft. He wins the three-point shootout, a name that comes up all the time with Pistons fans who want to hate their lives. And Donovan Mitchell, of course, the one that a lot of people, including myself, did want, most people wanted, in the draft that netted Luke Kennard instead. He wins the dunk contest, just the best for Pistons fans. I was living in Chicago. I don't know. I mean, things weren't great. The podcast was fine. I appreciate you guys. You know, we're getting there with the podcast here, but not a whole lot of people listening. Did the breakup thing with the girlfriend. The job was okay, but kind of sucked. Winter last year was bad. If you remember that, the Pistons floundering, they made the Blake trade, but it seemed maybe like a good idea, maybe a bad idea, who knows, but definitely wasn't exciting. at this time last season. But not good times to have all three of those guys do their thing on All-Star Saturday night. And this year, well, at least it's not going to be painful for Pistons fans. You got Blake in the big game, but All-Star Saturday, it might not be super fun in the entertainment sense, but at least the universe won't be turning the knife on us in a damn joke like it was last year. But first off, All-Star Friday, the celebrity game. I looked at the rosters and saw my guys Adam Ray and Brad Williams are on there. They are two comedians, stand-up guys. They have the About Last Night podcast. I like those guys. I had no idea they were participating until just now when I looked it up. But check out that About Last Night podcast. Funny guys. Brad's a midget, little guy, little person. Adam's about my age. He likes hoops. He's from Seattle. He makes pop culture references which fit with my age group in my mid-30s. I saw him perform, by the way, on a date in Chicago. It went well. My call to end that little quasi-relationship. So the date wasn't the problem there. But a good, funny dude, Adam Ray, check him out. Actually, you might watch now that I know that those guys are playing. I'm kind of excited. But after that, on All-Star Friday tonight, the Rising Stars, the World versus the USA. Rookies and sophomores are eligible to play. No Luke Kennard, if you can believe that. And no Bruce Brown, no Kyrie Thomas, no Svi, if you can believe that, too, on the World team. What are they doing? Not picking our guys. But I don't know. Luke Kennard would not fit in this kind of game. I'm fine with him not making it there. But the skills challenge, you got Mike Conley, a famous near Piston there. Kyle Kuzma from Flint as well. And a nice little three-point shootout field as usual lately. Chris Middleton, the former Piston there. Devin Booker defending his championship. If you don't remember, the Pistons could have picked him. But in the dunk contest, just four guys. You got Miles Bridges, Holman Charlotte for the Michigan State Spartans, former Spartan there, John Collins from the Atlanta Hawks, another guy that they could have drafted instead of Luke Kennard. Hamidou Diallo of Oklahoma City, a guy that I wanted the Pistons to trade for this deadline. We brought him up a couple times on this show. And also Dennis Smith Jr. from the Knicks, a guy that was linked to the Pistons this deadline before being ultimately dealt from Dallas to the Knicks. Just for posterity, my picks for All-Star Saturday night, give me De'Aaron Fox in the Skills Challenge. Give me teammate Buddy Hield of Sacramento in the three-point shootout. Respect for that double dribble buzzer beater that he had against the Pistons. And oh, why not? We'll go with Miles Bridges for the dunk contest. Maybe some inflated hometown voting over Hamidou Diallo, who I like in that dunk contest as well. But we'll go with the home guy in Charlotte, getting maybe the judges to follow the narrative and give Bridges the championship there. But is your company looking for a new way to reach customers? Your company could be mentioned right here, right now, on Locked On Pistons. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors that they hear on their favorite shows. Our demo is 98% males. What's up, fellas? With more education and more earning power than your traditional media audiences. So have your company go ahead and sponsor Locked On Pistons. Email me at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more. Now next, I promise this is going to be fun. Some Pistons all-time selections of All-Star Weekend. I had some fun with it. Got some listener feedback as well. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, now, guys, welcome to Callahan Hall. We're going to host the imaginary Pistons All-Star Weekend at Callahan Hall on McNichols, taking it back to UAD. Dick Vitale is going to be there coaching on the sidelines, and maybe Perry Watson as well. Shouts to a couple of legendary Titans coaches there. But starting with the three-point shootout, we know that no Pistons have won the three-point shootout or the dunk contest. A few have participated in the three-point shootout, including Isaiah, Joe D, Chauncey, but none have made it happen. So, we'll throw some listener feedback in later, and I'll give my pick as to who would win the Pistons three-point shootout of all time. I'm agreeing with one of my guys that texted me an idea into this one, too. But some dunk contest stats at Imaginary Pistons All-Star Weekend. Three guys have won the dunk contest and then later became members of the Detroit Pistons. Two of them are current members of the Detroit Pistons, interestingly enough. So I'll give you a couple seconds to think about it. And so, again, two guys are currently on the Detroit Pistons who won dunk contests, and three guys have won dunk contests and later became members of the Pistons. Obviously, two of those guys being two of the three of that second part. So, again, here we go. As a rookie, Blake Griffin wins the dunk contest for the Los Angeles Clippers, dunked over the Kia. You all remember that, 2011. So he obviously is a member of the Detroit Pistons now. And the other one, Glenn Robinson III. That's right. The Big Dog Jr. got the dunk contest championship in 2017, 2 years ago. And now he's, I guess he's playing for the Detroit Pistons. Let's just be nice for today. But Josh Smith is the other one. Josh Smith won a dunk contest in 2005, competed again in 2006, and then obviously later became a member of the Detroit Pistons. I guess you could argue that he's a current member of the Detroit Pistons for this year and next, given he shows up on the cap sheet still with the stretch provision that makes us pound our head into the grounds here still as Pistons fans. But while they were Pistons, guys who competed in the dunk contest while they were still members of the Detroit Pistons, none of these guys won that, obviously. But Andre Drummond, 2016, four guys were in that dunk contest, and Andre did not advance to the two-man final. That was kind of a legendary duel between Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, so no shame in Dre for not making that one. Jerry Stackhouse was a two-time contestant in the dunk contest in 96 as a Sixer and also 2000 as a Detroit Piston. He was a member of a six-man dunk contest, did not make it into the finals as well. Allen Houston is another one. In 1994, go please look it up on YouTube. It was kind of good. He did well. He replaced Harold Miner at the last second, who was injured, and Allen Houston, as we know, a three-point shooter, showed up out of nowhere in his rookie season. He was in a six-man dunk contest, did not make it to the three-man finals. I remember talking about this last year at the All-Star break, too. Go do yourself a favor and check it out on YouTube. I'm not going to ruin it for you. The last dunk that he did was great. Had everyone laughing, including Charles Barkley. So check that one out. Some other guys who competed in the dunk contest and later became Pistons. Kenny Smith, the Jet, was a member of the Pistons for a few games late in his career. He competed three times when he was not on the Pistons. Bobby Sura, white dude in the dunk contest, later became a Piston. He competed in 97. The Big O, Orlando Woolridge, competed in 84 and 85. I think there was some of that Jordan and Dominique battles. At least one of them in 85 was. He later became a Piston. The late Orlando Woolridge, RIP, by the way. And some other guys who participated, former Pistons, guys who later became Pistons and didn't compete when they were. Johnny Dawkins, the coach of Central Florida, former Duke coach, he played for the Pistons. If you remember that, he competed as a young rookie, I believe, in the dunk contest. Stacey Ogman, the Plastic Man, he was in the dunk contest before he was a Piston. Sed Sabalas, I messed up my own trivia question. He won one as well. So there were four guys who won dunk contests and then became Pistons. So throw Cedric on that list. If you guessed him while I was screwing up that trivia contest, then let me know and I'll throw you a Locked On Pistons shirt in the mail. I'll actually do that, but don't lie and say that you did think of Cedric. But if you did, I'll send you a shirt. Send me your shirt size too. Corey Maggette, he was in 2001 and later became a Piston. I should not laugh at Corey Maggette. Well before his Pistons days, he was in it. If you check out the news lately about Corey Maggette, we'll just move on from there. Not funny. But Tracy McGrady was in one in 2000 as well, and then later became a Piston. Some other interesting ones that were later Pistons. Duncan Darvin Ham participated in 97, and not later when he was with the Pistons, but he was still Duncan Darvin. He broke the backboard with Texas Tech in the 1996 NCAA tournament. I have two of the guys note that when their submissions for this little exercise we're doing here. He and the Texas Tech Red Raiders beat Vince Carter and Antoine Jamison at North Carolina in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Although, shockingly, that was not an upset, according to seeds and according to anything, because it was a 3-6. The Texas Tech team was very good. They had Darvin Ham, Jason Sasser, Corey Carr, and Tony Battee, all four guys who played in the league. Unremarkable careers for sure, although we know Darvin Ham won a ring here in Detroit in 2004. But, you know, when we talk about unremarkable NBA careers, just remember, how good was your NBA career? So, you know, thought so. But, again, they beat freshman Vince Carter and Antoine Jamison, beat Shamon Williams and Jeff McInnes. Darvin Ham breaks the backboard in that game, ends up on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which back then meant something. I was like, oh, I made the cover of Sports Illustrated. SI cover. I don't even know if there is SI covers anymore. But Darvin Ham and Texas Tech would lose in the next round to Georgetown in the Sweet 16 against former Pistons Allen Iverson and JYD, Junkyard Dog Jerome Williams. So we've gone full circle there. Maybe we'll have Junkyard Dog in our fake dunk contest here. Another person that I would throw in the fake dunk contest here at Callahan Hall is Daryl Dawkins. Chocolate Thunder broke some backboards back in his day, then became a Piston. Daryl Dawkins, the Lovetron or something like that. Weird dude, but did the drugs, I believe. But Frosty on Twitter got in touch with us and said that Chauncey would win the three-point shootout and that Darvin Ham would win the dunk contest. He says that Isaiah Thomas would win the skills challenge and Grant Hill would be the MVP of the Rising Stars game. Appreciate Frosty, my guy, down there. But the problem is with that is that Grant was the highest vote-getter as a rookie in the All-Star game, so he couldn't play in the Rising Stars game that day, even though I don't think they had that back in 95. But he was too good. He was too good to play in the Rising Star game. I like his other picks, though. Good work there. Breeshin in Philly says that Lindsey Hunter would win the three-point contest here at Callahan Hall. He had the cleanest shot, according to Breesh, my guy. But I'll go one further, and not only did he have a very clean shot, but he also had a better motor, a lot more endurance, and that's going to help when you're hoisting up all those threes in the spotlight there, too. A career 36% shooter. So I'm going to go ahead and piggyback on Breesh, agree with him. Lindsey Hunter is our champion here at Callahan Hall in our fake three-point shootout. He's got, Breeshin also says Darvin on the dunks, Rip Hamilton with the skills contest, the Rising Stars. He's got Zeke there with Joe D, Dave Bing, and Bob Lanier, and Grant Hill, Kelly Trepuka off the bench. But Breeshin had the best idea for the All-Stars, the 5-on-5. Who would it be in the Callahan Hall shootout? The best idea by far. Put the bad boys against the going to work era. I can't believe we haven't done this thought exercise yet here on the podcast. We'll do it this playoff season after the Pistons get eliminated. So, you know, after the Eastern Conference Finals, I kid. But maybe we'll do like a video game simulation or something like that sometime. I'm guessing one of you guys can get on 2K and throw the 04 Pistons against either the 88 or 89 bad boys. So we'll do that, get some hashtag content out of that. We'll do a thought exercise and also a digital exercise on that too. But Frosty and Breeshin, thanks for the suggestions. It was fun. My dunk contest winner, those guys picked Darvin Ham. And sure, we'll go with Darvin Ham. Good pick there. Duncan Darvin, the dunk contest winner here at our imaginary dunk contest at Callahan Hall. So congratulations to him. And I'm excited to see who wins that Bad Boys Going to Work simulation. I know some of you guys could probably fire that up on your gaming systems, sometimes speak your consoles. Again, oldest man alive here trying to relate to the young guys. But, hey, we're still going to have shows next week. Not a lot of Pistons basketball till Friday night. Obviously, we'll recap All-Star Weekend on Monday's show, and then we're going to play Mason interview. That'll probably be Tuesday. No promises, but we'll play that next week for sure. I was in studio with John Mason, your boy, the public address announcer, Detroit basketball. He gave us a real live one that I'll probably cut up and use as our new one here on the show as well. We'll throw a Reddit mailbag up on Friday, so ask me some questions on Reddit. That's coming too. I already got one from my guy Brad that I'm going to answer next week that he DM'd me on Twitter. So enjoy All-Star Weekend, guys. Thanks a ton for spreading the word on the show. We're having record numbers this month in February. We're going to break the month record, even though it's a short month. We got four digits on downloads for a lot of these shows this month, which I really appreciate. That's big for us, making a little bit of money, which is cool. Spread the word on the ads that we could sell. If you know a buddy who can get their business's name out there, it's a good deal. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Looking forward to an exciting second half of basketball this season with you guys here on the Locked on Pistons podcast. This is your boy, Matt Shook, saying enjoy All-Star Weekend. And do tune in to shows next week. We will have shows, pretty good ones too, if you ask me. But when you get in your car, go ahead and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked on Pistons. That's the other thing I wanted to remind you about. And enjoy the weekend, everyone. Have a good one.